Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. On today's episode, we're going to be practicing how we use countable and uncountable nouns, specifically looking at using the words few and little. So these are two words we use to speak about when there are not many or not much of something. But the decision to use few or little depends on whether we use a countable or an uncountable noun. So if we're using a countable noun like people, ideas, cars, options, anything that we can count, what do we use, few or little? Well, we use few. For example, few options, few people, few ideas. And then if we use an uncountable noun, like money, time, space, information, advice, then we use little. Little money, little time, little space, to mean not much or not many. Often when we use few and little, we also include the word very. Very few, very little. So an example would be, I have very little money, so I can't afford to go for dinner. Or I have very little time, so can we hurry up? And the same for very few. We have very few options, or there are very few people here. I have very few ideas. So that's how we use few and little. Few with countable nouns and little with uncountable nouns. So now we're going to practice this. I'm going to tell you a short story and there are going to be missing words. And the missing words are going to be few or little. And you have to decide which one is correct. When there's a missing word, I will say blank. Okay, here is my story about someone in a hurry. I had to go to the supermarket before work, but I was in a big rush. And unfortunately, there were very blank cashiers at the supermarket, so I had to wait a long time, and I have blank patience. So I said, why are there so blank members of staff? I have very blank time, so I need to pay now. The person in front of me in the queue said, I have very blank items, so it won't be too long. He wasn't quick, and I was late for work. And then there were so blank parking spaces that I had to park on the street. Okay, that's my story. So a few missing words, few or little. Did you find them? Did you know which were few and which were little? Well, let's take a look. I had to go to the supermarket before work, but I was in a big rush. And unfortunately, there were very blank cashiers. So a cashier is the person who works behind the till, the person you pay. And it's countable, so it's very few cashiers. So there were very few cashiers at the supermarket, so I had to wait a long time. And I have blank patience. Well, the word patience is uncountable, so it's I have very little patience. So I said, why are there so blank members of staff? So members of staff, members is the noun here, and it is countable. So why are there so few members of staff? I have very blank time, so I need to pay now. time in this context is uncountable, so I have very little time. The person in front of me in the queue said, I have very blank items, so it won't be too long. Well, items is countable, so I have very few items, so it won't be too long. He wasn't that quick, and I was late for work. And then there were so blank parking spaces that I had to park on the street. So here, our noun is spaces. So be careful with this noun. It could be countable and it could be uncountable. If we're speaking about the concept of space, then it's uncountable. If we're talking about something like a parking space, then we can count parking spaces. So we use it as a countable noun. Therefore, there were so few parking spaces. Okay, that's it. So did you choose the right word? Well done if you did. Hopefully, if you didn't, you understand what you did wrong. So we're going to continue in the next episode this topic of countable and uncountable nouns, and we'll be focusing on how we use much and many. Thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.
Avant de vous quitter pour aujourd'hui, je suis très heureux de vous annoncer le retour d'un podcast dont les plus anciens d'entre vous se souviennent peut-être, Petit Curieux. C'est un podcast pour les enfants de 7 à 12 ans, dans lequel je réponds de manière adaptée à leur âge et de la façon la plus pédagogique possible, en une minute, à une question par jour. Une question que peuvent se poser les enfants, bien sûr. Par exemple, les épisodes suivants sont déjà dispo. Pourquoi les flamants roses sont-ils roses? Comment font les avions pour voler? Peut-on vraiment mourir de rire? Ou pourquoi le coq chante le matin? Et puis cette semaine, je traiterai par exemple de pourquoi y a-t-il une trace blanche derrière les avions dans le ciel? Ou encore, les licornes ont-elles vraiment existé? Sur ce podcast, je publie tous les jours à 6h du matin, du lundi au vendredi. Pour l'écouter ou vous abonner, rien de plus simple. Cherchez Petit Curieux, petit avec un S, dans Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer ou toute autre application de podcast. Ou alors, rendez-vous sur chosesasavoir.com et vous le trouverez dans la liste. Voilà, bonne écoute et à très vite.